Today on Pearls of Great Price, author Veronica Hughes reads passages from the lives and teachings of the saints. She shares her thoughts on each passage's wisdom.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. O Lord, thou shalt open my lips, and my mouth shall declare thy praise. Welcome to this podcast, Pearls of Great Price. I'm Veronica Hughes, your host. The Holy Spirit has descended from heaven to earth. I'll say that again. We do this at the monastery that I frequent. The Holy Spirit has descended from heaven to earth. All right, so today is our second podcast about faith during this season of resurrection and the Holy Spirit. And we will explore the relationship between faith and illumination and our regeneration in grace and our second baptism. I hope you all had a wonderful Pentecost and a good start to this Apostles Fast. So my resources for this podcast are Saint Nikolai Velimirovich and the Prologue, Remember Thy First Love, Archimandrite Zacharias, The Three Stages of the Spiritual Life in the Theology of Elder Sofroni, from Father George Calciu, who I had the blessing to meet once many years ago and listen to one of his lectures and get his blessing. And you know that another companion of his who suffered in the Romanian prison camps recently reposed, Blessed Justin. And I guess when they were, Father Calciu was buried 7 years ago, and when they were placing the remains of Blessed Justin near Father Calciu, I guess they dug up the remains and they found his remains to be incorrupt. And so we have Father Calciu, soon to be a saint, I would think. Anyway, if you haven't read any of Father Calciu's books, he suffered in prison for at least 17 years, and he was quite a man. And I suggest that you go looking for Father Calciu if you haven't read about him. All right, so we're going to include Father Calciu a little later. For right now, we're going to start with Bishop Nikolai and the Prologue. Awake, thou that sleep, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. Ephesians 5:14. The Holy Apostle Paul, in common with all the other Christian apostles and saints, teaches all that he teaches from personal experience. For the Christian, faith is experience, not theory or human sophistry. So I'll read that again. Faith is experience, not theory or human sophistry. And this is Father George. We cannot convince people of our faith. Rather, as Father George Calciu says, I had learned from experience that people are changed only by the fire of our faith, by the dedication of our attitude to them and to God, because this is the most powerful proof. All right, so we'll go back to Father Nikolai now. I was using Father George to reinforce the fact that faith is an experience that we share. And I'm going to give more of that quote from Father George later in this podcast. Okay, so Bishop Nikolai continues here. Paul had lain as one spiritually asleep. He was dead in spirit while he opposed the Christian faith. But he awoke and got up, and with a risen spirit was illumined by Christ. He can see himself in the time when he fell into spiritual sleep, then in the time he awoke, then when he got up, then when he rose in spirit, and finally when he was illumined by Christ. The illumining of Christ is necessary to a man at the beginning as well as at the end. For without Christ illumining, He cannot awaken or get up or rise from the dead. As neither can he later by himself live in faith or die in hope. The apostle himself received the illumining of Christ at the beginning on the road to Damascus, then later again. The first illuminating brought him to Christ. The second established him in Christ. We all receive the first illumining at baptism, and the second through faith and the fulfilling of the commandments of the Lord. So this is, we're those of us that are past our baptism, we've been received into the church, or we've come back to the church, are now in our second baptism, which is our regeneration by grace, and this occurs through faith and the fulfilling of the commandments of the Lord. All right, so we're going to go back to Bishop Nicolai again. The heart is apparently a small organ, but God can abide in it. And when God abides in it, it is filled to overflowing, and nothing else can stand in it. If, however, the whole world were to dwell in it without God, it would remain empty. My brethren, let Christ, the risen and living Lord, live in your hearts by faith, and your hearts will be filled to overflowing. For he can in no way abide in your hearts other than by your faith. If you have no faith, Christ will remain only on your tongue, or on paper, or on the wall, or in a museum. So, I have struggled for years with maintaining faith in my heart. I'm sure there's others of you out there that encounter this struggle. That's why I thought this would be a good subject to delve into. And I prayed for years to understand faith. And I realized that you can't really understand it. It has to really come from an open heart and the desire, as we said in the last podcast, the desire that's brought on by fear of the Lord when you start to realize that, oh, I'm not the only person in the universe, and that maybe I do need to do something about my salvation. So I still struggle with keeping the fire of my love for Christ before me, but thank goodness for our church and all the wonderful gifts of our church that help us to keep this faith alive through all our torments and struggles. So let's see what Elder Zacharias has to say about acquiring Christ in our hearts and how that illumines us. So there's the connection. When we love Christ in our hearts, the Holy Spirit can illumine our hearts. And that's the illumining of Christ that proceeds from the Son. Okay, here's Elder Zacharias. This wonderful account shows clearly how the mind of man gradually ascends to true knowledge of God once he accepts the word of Christ. First, he discovers the divine power of this word, and his faith is strengthened. So that's the first clue for us, that in the gifts that the church gives us, our holy scriptures and the words of the holy fathers and the teachings of the church. And when we read the word of Christ, our faith is strengthened as we let that in and ponder it. As Mary said, she pondered all things in her heart and what faith the Mother of God had and has. Believing in the words of Christ written in the Gospels and by his eyewitnesses, the apostles, opens our hearts to the illumination of the Holy Spirit, and often when we least expect it, and then our faith is strengthened. I know many times when I'm in church and I'm singing the hymns in church, I will suddenly have a moment of illumination, for my heart is open and on fire. And then I'll begin to understand the mystery of the feast that we're celebrating a little bit more deeply. And then he accepts the truth of Christ God being guided by right doctrine. So this is Elder Zacharias again. And then he accepts the truth of Christ God being guided by right doctrine. That's very important, that we accept the truth that Christ is God. And we must entreat God and his saints to help us to accept this truth in times when we feel faint-hearted. And if we, as of yet, do not fully grasp this truth that Christ is God, and or we lose it, go in and out of it, we must continue to fight the good fight with our fallen nature and allow God to cleanse our nous, our inner eye. And that's what this is all about, is in part purifying our spiritual eye, the spiritual senses of our soul, so that we can rise above the fallenness of the world. Back to Elder Zacharias. So once we have accepted the truth of Christ God and we're being guided by right doctrine, his inner eye is cleansed and he begins to see clearly with whom he is in contact. Light spreads throughout his soul until his heart is flooded with the divine light of the sun, S-U-N, capital, of righteousness. He becomes a child of the day, for the day star has risen in his heart. I love that term, day star. For the day star has risen in his heart. He is then united to God and worships him in spirit and in truth. With his whole heart, he worships this God who has honored him with his grace, knowing that he alone is the one true God and Savior of the world. This is the reward of all our labors. With his whole heart, he worships this God and who has honored him with his grace, knowing that he alone is the one true God and Savior of the world. Our Lord has risen, our Lord has ascended, and he has sent his Holy Spirit to us. How wonderful it is to share this joy with our neighbors, this light in the darkness of our fallen world, this illumination that comes from Christ. So, in this after season of the Holy Spirit and following Christ's resurrection, let us use Father George Calciu again to help us understand how to share our faith in the risen Lord during and after the Apostles' Fast. I've always thought that it was interesting that we have the fast after Pentecost and that it's dedicated to the Apostles who spread the gospel throughout the world. So, you know, that the gift of the Holy Spirit has been given to us, and now, just like Christ, we're going into a fasting period, and then we're going out into the world again. And so this is what Father Calciu said, which I quoted a little bit from earlier when he was in prison. And he was having a conversation with the colonel, where the colonel was asking him, how can you believe Christ is risen? And he tried to convince him, and it didn't prove to be a fruitful event. But what proved to be fruitful was when he just believed it in his heart and acted from it. So here's his quote. Christ is risen. In truth, he is risen. This is the single argument we have for the resurrection of Christ. We can invoke the information of the Bible. To the unfaithful, it means nothing. We can speak from the Holy Fathers. Again, it is nothing to them, to the unfaithful. Therefore, it is enough for me to say in front of the colonel, Christ is risen. We need no other proof, because just trying to prove to the colonel that Jesus really rose from the dead, I felt something wrong in my orientation. Since then, I gave up trying to give proofs to the guards or to the inmates or the criminals. I had learned from experience that people are changed only by the fire of your faith, by the dedication of your attitude to them and to God. Because this is the most powerful proof. So we don't need to convince our friends of the gospel. We just need to live the gospel. And for those of you who may not know a little bit about Father Calciu, when he was in prison, when the authorities were trying to get rid of him, they put, I think, at least two convicts that were murderers in prison with him with the purpose of eventually killing him. And instead, he converted them, and he was serving divine liturgy one day in his cell, and while he was serving it, he became enveloped in the uncreated light of Christ. And when he didn't actually perceive this, but the convicts were on their knees in fear and trembling and crying as he was serving the divine liturgy because he was enveloped in this light. And so the light of Christ came to Father Calciu in this desperate place because he was on fire with his faith. So let us go forth with the light of Christ that we faithfully hold in our hearts and pray that the Holy Spirit will purify and illumine our hearts as we go through this first fast of the year after Pentecost and deepen our faith during this Apostles' Fast so that we can go out and declare through our being, Christ is risen and Christ has ascended and the Holy Spirit has descended. So, just a reminder that you can find quotes, all these quotes that I have read today and some of my commentary from this podcast on my blog, which there's a link to through my author's website, or I think there's a direct link to my blog on my podcast profile for this show. And our next podcast will focus on the degrees of faith, and we're going to be drawing on St. Isaac the Syrian and Father Zacharias again to help us understand degrees of faith. So until then, how magnified are thy works, O Lord, in wisdom hast thou made them all, in wisdom hast thou made them all, including you and me. God bless you until the next podcast.
You've been listening to Pearls of Great Price with Veronica Hughes. This has been a production of the Orthodox Christian Network.